destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everyone. This is Robert Lee Camp, also known as Mr. Destiny on some radio shows, including this one. I hope everyone's having a pleasant evening this evening. We have a great topic tonight, something that I've actually been wanting to talk about for a long time. I just feel so passionate about this, and I hope that you enjoy the discussion. You're welcome to call in on the BBS radio lines if you have some comments or questions, and later on we will take calls for readings in order to demonstrate the power of the mystic sciences, and in particular the mystic science of the cards, which is one that originated sometime in Atlantis, according to our best sources, and has been around since then. 20,000 years or longer this card system has been around. However, it has been kept secret from the hands of most people until just about 100 years ago. It was first made public, and everybody could now use it. Until then, only used in the temples by the priests, by the magi, by the magicians. The magi, at that time, the word magi meant priest in a metaphysical or esoteric type church. That's what the magi, the word magi comes from that. And a group called the Order of the Magi are the ones that sustain the system through all these dark ages we've been experiencing for the last couple thousand years. Now, you know, it's very interesting. This takes us right into our topic tonight, which is about, like, well, what's going on in the world today? It's a very interesting time to live in. I don't know, ever since I was born in the 50s, and since then, I have noticed that basically there's a big decline in the quality of life, in a way. In some ways, it's better. We have more technology. We have better stuff. But if you look at things like how people live their life, you'll see that things have declined. There's a definite decline in morality. So that, you know, like when I was a kid, we could go out and play all day long, and nobody cared. There wasn't any fear of things happening. We were gone from morning till night, and we came in at dark. Nowadays, people are afraid to let their kids outside because there's so much going on that's dangerous for kids. I feel sorry for children today, not able to go out and enjoy the beauty of the earth. I had so much fun as a child playing in fields and in bushes and in the woods and picking fruit and just being free to go wherever I chose. It was just a beautiful sort of a tropical paradise for me when I was growing up. Nowadays, you don't see much of that. You don't see places where kids can do that. If they are, they're being heavily guarded by some people. So in that sense, I say there's been a decline. So, but there's been always this thing, you know, like when I was young, there was this song, The Dawning of the Age of Aquarius, and really everybody kept thinking, like, well, things are going to get better. Like, something's going to happen that everybody on the planet all of a sudden just is better. Like, something's going to happen, like some celestial event. Some stars will line up, and all of a sudden, everybody will start acting nicer to each other. But the truth is, that never happened. The Aquarian Age is here, by the way. It started sometime in the last 20 years. We have a grand age about every 2,000 years. And it's called the precession of the equinoxes. And each of the new ages is ushered in by some individual. Jesus was the one that ushered in the last age, which was the age of Pisces. The symbol for Pisces is the fish. Jesus was the fish. He taught men to fish. The symbol of the fish has been used for Jesus, and that's the symbol for Pisces. And before Jesus, there was Moses, and Moses was the ram. And before Moses, the symbol was the cow, or Taurus. And Moses is the one who ended the age of Taurus by melting down the golden calf, the symbol. So it went from Taurus to Aries to Pisces, and now we're in Aquarius. And after Aquarius, 2,000 years from now, it'll be Capricorn. It'll be a whole new age. So what do we see in this age of Aquarius? We see an abundance of electronic and new age and futuristic technologies. And it's really just mushrooming. I mean, just as the start of a new age of this Aquarian age began, the internet showed up. Computers showed up. A resurgence of astrology. Astrology is an Aquarian thing. It's ruled by Aquarius in the chart in astrology. And if you're an astrologer, if you have an interest in astrology, as I do, it's because you have a lot of Aquarius, some strong Aquarius or Uranus aspects in your chart. That's what brings that connection. So here we are, we're in the age of Aquarius. And we have all this great technology, and we have futuristic stuff. We have Star Wars, and we have Star Trek, and we have the futures unfolding on the technological level at a fast rate. And yet people are treating each other worse and worse as time goes on a day-to-day basis. And we see more immoral acts, decline of values, of social values and societal values. And the United States really is the forerunner. We're like the one that, at least up until recently at least, all other countries emulated us. They emulate the United States because the United States is like the most hip, forward-moving country. And our country, by the way, being a jack of diamonds, we are a Uranus-Neptune country. So in a way, it's interesting, but in a certain way, Uranus and Neptune are actually Pisces and Aquarius, or I should say Aquarius and Pisces. In a way, the U.S. was sort of like the country that ushered in the age of Aquarius to the world. But even our country is so corrupt. It is corrupt. Our government is corrupt from the very bottom to the very top. There just is no, everybody is doing everything for greed, for lust, for power. Okay? And that is really, has been true for a long time. This is not something new. This is not something that, it might be new to you. It might be new to you. It was new to me at a certain point, like, you know, as I was growing up, I realized, you know, the people up there in charge of this whole situation are not doing it for good reasons. There are people that are running for office have no interest in really helping people. They just say that they want to help people so they can get elected. It is really like that. And what's interesting is that this was predicted thousands and thousands of years ago. It was predicted exactly what it would be like during this time period. Now, the place where this was predicted was in ancient Indian scriptures, which were written thousands of years ago from the country of India. And they have a system, by the way, the country of India, they have the most well-preserved historical evidence. They have books and stories. They go back hundreds of thousands of years. They have stories about people and people's lives that occurred hundreds of thousands of years ago. You don't find that in any other culture. In other words, their ancient culture, their ancient stories and history might be the most well-preserved on the planet. And in the Indian system of timekeeping, or cosmology, you might call it, the Earth goes through four grand ages, and these ages are called, in Sanskrit, they're called yugas. Yuga means age. There are four ages. There's a Satya Yuga, which is the age of light. There's a Treta Yuga. There's a Dwapara Yuga, And I think, let's see, Treta, I think, is iron, and then Dwapara is copper, and then Kali is the age of darkness. And we are in, guess what, age. We're in the darkest of all the ages known as the Kali Yuga. Now, the Kali Yuga, they wrote about it. They told exactly when it would begin. It began around 5,000 years ago. Excuse me while I have a little sip of tea here. You might have heard, I'm sure most people have heard of Krishna. Krishna we know about Krishna because we hear about the Hare Krishna people. The Hare Krishna people, they worship Krishna. Krishna is a Hindu god. He was actually an incarnation. He was an incarnation of the god Vishnu. And Vishnu always appears at the end of each of the grand ages. So at the end of the Dwapara age, Vishnu reincarnated and came down as Krishna. Now in the previous age, at the end of the Treta Yuga, he incarnated as a man named Ram, R-A-M, Ram. And there's a book about Ram's life called the Ramayana. And what's really fascinating about this is that Ram lived about 500,000 years ago, and there's a detailed account of his life and things that he did to this day that's very easy to get a hold of. You can find the Ramayana very easily if you look for it. And then we have Krishna. And when Vishnu does that, he comes down as in a human form, and he lives out a human life. He's born, he grows up, he gets old, and he dies. But he always performs a very important role. And when Krishna comes down, when Vishnu comes down, he always comes down to exterminate an excess of demonic beings which have accumulated on the earth at that time. And so whenever Vishnu incarnates, there's always a huge war that happens. A huge war. And the war that happened 5,000 years ago is detailed in a story called the Mahabharata. The Mahabharata is an ancient Indian epic tale, and there were great warriors. There was about 2.5 million warriors at that time who all fought in this battle. And when the battle was done, there was only about 6 warriors remaining alive. It was and it lasted 18 days. And that doesn't sound like much. Today, you might think, well, that's a lot of people, 2.5 million. But 5,000 years ago, that was probably a large percentage of the Earth's entire population. Okay? So this was a huge war. It was huge. So this happened. And this battle, the end of this, when this battle began, it was the beginning of the age that we're in now, the Kali Yuga, the Age of Darkness. And the Age of Darkness is also called the Age of Sin. This is the age when the most sinful activities occur. And there is the least amount of people who are practicing any kind of righteousness. And I'm going to just read a couple of things that were written about the Kali Yuga. And this was written, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago. And they said that during the Kali Yuga, rank is conferred, rank in the world is conferred by property. Instead of rank being conferred by a person's qualities, rank is now conferred by money, by property. Wealth buys virtue. In the Kali Yuga, passion is the only bond between husband and wife. That's the only bond in this age. This is the age we're in. Passion is the only bond between husband and wife. Sex is the only means of enjoyment in this age. Falsehood and the source of success. Falsehood is the only source of success. And ceremonial trappings are confused with reality. So basically everything is all askew in this age. They predicted exactly how it would be. They said that people would practice devotion in scriptures and of higher knowledge in this age, but always with a amoral or lower intention. Like it's like, if, for example, it's like praying, but praying so you can get a new car, or praying instead of praying, really praying and surrendering to God and saying, you know, please do something with my life that's your will and I will follow. It's praying for stuff instead of for something other than ourselves. So welcome to the Kali Yuga. This is the Age of Darkness. And for those of you who are waiting for the Age of Aquarius to change things, it's just not going to happen. You have to look around, and it's not that you have to be negative, but you have to be willing to embrace what is really happening here on the Earth. Now, this Age of Kali is supposed to last about another 90,000 years. 90,000 years. Now, we don't know exactly what is going to happen, but what they said is going to happen is that by the end of this age, the average lifespan will be reduced to about 25 or 30 years old. So the person, you know, 80,000 years from now, you'd be lucky if you lived to be 30 years old. They said it will get so bad that people will actually be eating people. There will be cannibalism will be more commonplace towards the end of this 90,000 year period. Now, we haven't seen that yet. We haven't seen that happening on a broad scale. But imagine if that became commonplace, if that became the day-to-day reality. This is where we're headed during this age of darkness. Now, here's the other part. This is the part that's really interesting, because if you are a spiritual person and you're here to work on yourself, the Kali Yuga is considered the best period, the best of the four ages, to do spiritual work. And a lot of souls incarnate in this period in order to do work. And if you notice, the population of the Earth now is greater than it's ever been that we know of. It's up to over 6 billion people right now. That's just huge. And if it continues, it could be 20 billion in like 10 years from now. So what you can do in the Kali Yuga is that you can actually really grow a great deal. And each individual in this age of darkness can have a wonderful life by the power of their own spiritual power and what they do in their life. So if you do practice righteousness for the real reason, if you do surrender to God and sincerely want to grow, this is the age to do it. But don't expect it from the rest of society. If you look around and see, you look at our government, it's just an example, but you can look at any government, it's all based on greed. It's completely greed-based. The only people that get elected are the people that satisfy the greed requirements of their fellow constituents. Basically, business, they say that, you know, the businesses own our government, and there's no doubt about that that's true. Any financial interest that's that big right now can control everything. That's what we're looking at. That's where we're at. But it doesn't have to ruin your life, because if you have your heart in the right place and if you have your consciousness in the right place, you can go through this entire age. You can do your whole life and have a wonderful life, because each of us has the power to create. Like in the movie The Secret, we have the power to create the life that we want. I'm only talking about this just to let everybody know. You know, stop waiting for, you know, like some star configuration to come and make your life better or to make the world better, and stop expecting the whole world to all of a sudden wake up and become nice people. It's just not going to happen. Everybody in this country, and you know, most of us, we're all afraid. We're all so afraid. We're afraid we're not going to have enough money, that we're not going to have enough love, that we're not going to have enough pleasure in our life. And people will just basically do whatever they need to do to get what they want. And if we have a little pressure, just imagine, you remember the 9/11 event, what that did. It was one isolated event that killed 5,000 people or whatever. But look how it nearly destroyed our economy. And just imagine if the global warming people are right, and if the water raises 1 yard, if the water level on the oceans raises up 1 yard, the entire state of Florida is going to be underwater. And where are all those people going to go? And what are all these people going to be like when they come up from Florida, desperate for a place to live? And, you know, what's going to happen to our government? Will we be able to sustain that? If we have some major shifts in our weather, in our planet, and then things get out of whack a little bit, this so-called balance that we enjoy right now will be thrown up in the air. it really could be thrown up in the air. But if you are a spiritual person and you're aligned with the truth, your life, you will be guided to the right place. Your life will be guided through. Because you see, we are more powerful than, we are also way more powerful than the circumstances around us. You see, we can believe, like you can say, oh, it's my life is bad because I'm in the Kali Yuga and because the people are bad and the government's bad. But that is completely throwing your power away. Everybody can have the life they want in spite of and surrounded by this age of darkness that we're in right now. Okay? That's the key. So the thing to do is to focus on yourself. Don't try to change the government. Don't try to change the world. Don't try to change other people. We each have so much to do just to change ourselves. What else would there be to do? You know, what else would we really focus our time on and our energy on? Anything else is really kind of a waste. We can be an example for others if we work on ourselves. But all of our attempts just to, you know, make money and, you know, avoid our fears and all this stuff, it's just all part of the Kali Yuga. Okay? So I wanted to just have this little chat about it to kind of air this out. I've been wanting to talk about this because really a lot of what we see in the world today, if you just turn on the news any night, you can see it's rampant everywhere. Fame is bestowed on people that have the most. I mean, we have women lining up right now to marry or have sex with serial killers in prison. I mean, that sounds pretty weird when you think about it, but that's a statement of this age that we're in right now. How fame is bestowed on people regardless if they have any morals or not. See, fame and rank is conferred on anybody in this way. This is how it is. So get used to it and make the best of it. Make your life a wonderful dream come true. Okay? So we're going to take a quick break and just hear one of my short commercials. We're going to come back and then we're going to take some calls. If you want to call in and talk about your life and find out something about your destiny, this is your chance. We'll be right back.
I have a question for you. Would you invest 2 hours of your time to learn how to predict your future for the rest of your life? I know this sounds impossible, but I guarantee it's true. Just read the first couple of chapters of my book, The Cards of Your Destiny, and you will have the power to know what is coming well before it actually happens. This is the most accurate form of divination ever discovered, and it's easy to learn. Anybody can use it. And I guarantee that you will be delighted or your money back. Just go to 7thunders.com and order the book. Or get our product special that includes both my books and a special report prepared just for you. That is the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Why wait? Find out what the cards of your destiny have to say about your future today.
Welcome back to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you enjoy my little chit-chat about the age of darkness. I know it's kind of heavy. It gets kind of heavy. I hope I didn't scare anybody. But, you know, it is time for us to wake up. It's time for us to see what's really going on so we can be in the world and be effective in our world that we're in. Okay? So we do have one caller been waiting. Her name's Monica. Are you there, Monica?
Hello?
Hi, Monica.
Hello? Hi.
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. And how are you doing? How are things in L.A.?
Not bad, not bad.
Do I know you?
Yeah, you did a reading for me a couple of years ago, and so, and it was a great reading, and I'm an avid follower of what you do and the books. My books are kind of falling apart here.
Oh, well, thank you, Monica. I appreciate hearing that. It's a nice sign when the books are falling apart. It means they're getting used.
Absolutely. But I wanted to know a little bit about this year for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just had a birthday on March 9th.
I did. Mm-hmm.
And you're that Ace of Spades that is that secret card. The symbol of the entire system is your card, Ace of Spades. So what's going on that you want to know about? Like, give me a little heads up. Like, what kind of things are you doing, and what are you most interested in finding out about?
Well, I think it's a business partnership and expansion.
Okay.
I've been working pretty long and hard to get where I am, and I just wanted to see what you saw as far as...
Do you see, like, an opportunity for a partnership emerging, business-wise?
Pardon me?
Do you see an opportunity?
A business partnership. I mean, I have my husband, but this is more in the business area.
Uh-huh. So I'm asking you again, do you see the possibility for a business partnership emerging this year?
You know, possibly. And I'm, you know, I'm sort of tempted to want to do it on my own.
Yeah, because you're an ace. Aces always want to do things on their own.
Yeah.
You know why that's true?
Why?
Because we want to prove, I'm an Ace of Diamonds ruling card, we want to prove that we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to prove that we're worthy because we can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ace thing. You know, we're aces are all trying to prove our worth through either what we do or how much money we make or whatever. So that's cool. But see, the partnership would be good for you. Because there's something missing when you're doing this all by yourself. Are you there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think about partnership, it's like...
I have a potential partner who's a queen of, or an ace of diamonds and a queen of diamonds.
An ace of diamonds and a queen of diamonds. This is somebody you're thinking about a partnership with?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you guys, I know you have a Mars, you have a strong Mars connection, which can be good, you know. What's the nature of the business?
Oh, it's a health business, health nutrition and lifestyle counseling business.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm looking at the cards, and, you know, she's a moon card to you this year. You may not be aware of that. The book doesn't show you the moon cards. But she's a moon card to you, which means she'll be good, you know. And the Queen of Diamonds, I believe, is actually... it's moon to you for life also. So you would have to be the leader of this thing and decide where it's going to go. You got that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a problem about, and she's got more diamond energy than you do. Is it a she or a he?
It's a she. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, she has a lot more diamond energy, so she'll have a lot more sort of instincts about how to make it more successful financially. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because you're a spade and a heart, and she's double diamond.
Right.
You know, I'm also the Queen of Diamonds with an Ace of Diamonds ruling card. I'm the opposite of your friend. And I had lemonade stands when I was 6 years old. I was making money ever since I was 6 years old. I was working. I had jobs and ways of making money my entire life, starting around age six.
Yeah, I got clear about the diamonds. I think it was last week's call. You know, how that's a really missing link for me, the diamond energy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I think this could be good. And, you know, I don't know, but your long range is at 6 o'clock this year. And I can't help but think that there's something that you haven't discovered yet that you should be doing that you haven't really clicked into just yet.
Mm-hmm.
See, because the Six of Clubs means finding our purpose on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, I had a lot of that energy last year, too, with the Six of Spades and Six of Clubs. or six of spades, actually. So that's different than a six of clubs.
You know, like your result card is a king of clubs, and that usually means, you know, like you're going to end up being a teacher or something, or an author of a book.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about that as a possibility?
Well, I am writing, and I have been wanting to do the book for years, you know, so I'm actually writing articles right now and things for my website.
You know, having a book written is like instant success. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Even if you publish it yourself, if you have a book that's been published, everyone immediately recognizes you as an authority in your field, automatically, without you even doing anything. Just write the book. And it is really like a foundation of success for a lot of people. It's like it's a wonderful foundation because it's a vehicle through which you can get what you can get across to the people what you have to give. I'm emphasizing this because you got all these influences this year for writing. If I were you, if I saw the cards that I see here for you, I would focus, I would make sure that by my next birthday I had a book published. I would do whatever it takes to get the book done. Because the book is the foundation of your whole business, see? Once you have a book, everybody comes to you for your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah,
so you can serve five people by doing, you know, personal sessions, or you can serve 5 million people by writing a book.
This is the year, I guess.
I guess so, but it's up to you, Monica. You have to do this because, you know, you can let it go by and nothing will happen.
Uh-huh.
It's up, you know, you do have the power for this not to happen. I tell all my clients that, you know, like, I can tell them that, you know, my cards have been accurate ever since I started studying the system, which was almost 20 years ago. But I always was willing to follow the cards and act on what I saw. And I've told this before, but if you follow the influences, you can have continual success in your life. But I've also seen lots of people who saw the cards and they didn't want to follow it, and nothing happened, you know?
Yeah, no, I really appreciate the cards, and I know last year I was really focusing on learning how to be a business person and, you know, looked at my King of Diamonds, and that kind of led me all year long. I had a King of Diamonds in my...
Yeah, Displacement. And this year you had Displaced, the Writer's card.
The Three of Clubs,
the Author's card. So now you know what to do.
I do.
And if you do that,
you'll end up
the King of Clubs, Monica.
That's great. That's good.
And the King is the recognized authority in her field.
Uh-huh.
And a
That's
teacher.
Good.
Okay. So you got it handled.
Wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Monica. Good to hear from you again.
Thank you so much, Robert.
All right. You have a great rest of your evening.
You too, and good luck with the radio show. It's wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate hearing that. Thanks so much.
Welcome.
Okay, well, that was a very interesting. See, in the cards, every year we have what's called a displacement card. And the displacement card is something that we have to pay attention to. We have to look at that and go, I got to follow that. And you have to put some energy into it. And if you do, it leads you. It takes you in a new direction where you need to go. I mean, every year we're meant to be evolving, not just sitting still. Okay? So the displacement card is a key. And for her, last year, she's been following it. Last year it was all about business. She had, like, the King of Diamonds, which is the business person's card, like the leader of business. And this year she has the Three of Clubs. She just had a birthday. The Three of Clubs is the writer's card, the author's card. So all kinds of wonderful things can evolve and happen this year if she follows that Three of Clubs and just gets down and writes that book and finishes it. That's all she has to do, and everything else will take care of itself. So do we have Tina still on? Tina from California. Do we still have her around? Hello?
Yes, hi. I had a question about a friend.
And what about you?
Well, I've already spoken with you, and I think I've got a lot of answers. So.
Okay. I recognize your voice.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine.
This is Christina, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're asking about somebody else.
Yes, I am.
And what do you want to know about him?
My question is, I'm kind of wondering what they've got going forward for the next year in their planetary ruling and in their, and then also in the main card, what's going on with them. It looks like they're in the prospect of losing a job that was something that they really, really enjoyed, and that's happened going to be coming, well, it's actually happened, but it will be.
Now, you're telling me, man, you're saying that you already know that this person is losing their job.
Yes.
Okay.
And it will be happening in a couple of weeks. I'm wondering, you know, how the next year is going to shape up for them in terms of that. Their birthday is coming up, and in terms of relationship, if anything new is happening for them in that area also.
Like with you?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Okay, so this person that we're talking about is an Eight of Clubs.
Yes.
And Eight of Clubs, they don't like change all that much. They don't like to enjoy change. You know, they when it happens, they usually fight it. They're a fixed card. And it's funny that he has a Nine of Spades right now, you know, in his card, which is the ending of a job, ending of what he's been doing.
Right.
So we go to next year. And we find that he has, as a long range, he has a Three of Hearts.
Right.
And if I was counseling this guy, I would say, don't plan on settling down with any one person in the coming year.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be more than one person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typically a person will have a Three of Hearts when they're in between relationships, when they're making a transition, when they go through an experimental stage of seeing what it's like to be single again.
Right.
Usually. But, you know, relationship-wise, I can see it's going to be a little challenging for him.
Okay.
It's going to be a challenging year. He's going to be dealing with his own insecurities and so forth. I don't see any real problems with his work. Everything's going to go fine with his work.
It looks like something new is coming in, and when would that be?
Yeah, I think it'll happen right after his birthday, actually.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. He's not going to be without work for long. This guy is probably really good at what he does.
Yes, it's the first time he's been unemployed since high school.
He's been unemployed since high school?
First
time, yeah. He won't be. This is the kind of guy that gets down and works. Okay.
Exactly.
So people will recognize that in him. And he'll get a job really quick.
What about his planetary ruling, if he's going from that? How do we know? I mean, if he's, like, in a planetary ruling for the year, or if he's in his other cards for the year?
He's in both. Just like you and me.
Well, what would his planetary ruling card say then? Because I noticed...
I read both of those when
right.
I was looking.
Because it's like Ace of Hearts for long range, Ace of Hearts in Venus, and, you know, and then...
Mm-hmm.
Phase for results, and I was just curious about that.
Well, you know, Christina, first of all, I don't like reading for somebody else with you, you know, with you.
Okay.
I don't like to talk to you about somebody else. I would rather have him call me, and then I'll talk to him.
Okay.
So if he wants to call, give me a call.
Okay.
Because it's not really a good idea for us to talk about him. I gave you some general things.
Right.
I think that's enough.
Right. Well, I'm glad that the whole work thing is going to be... looking up.
Well, the work thing is going to be just fine.
Good, because he's very concerned about that.
It's going to be the love area that's going to be different. Okay? Hello?
Yep, I think that answers my question then.
Now you can start worrying.
Oh, not really.
You're a three, aren't you?
Yeah, but I'm not sure how much it impacts me.
Well, you're the one calling.
Yeah.
I am calling.
I think I'm more concerned truly from two aspects. One, from a friendship level of, you know, hoping that things work out for him financially.
Oh, things are going to be fine for him.
Okay.
It could be one of the best years of his life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Don't even worry about that. He's got a lot of good things to look forward to.
Okay.
And this year will be a good year.
That's good. And then on, you know, a personal level, of course, relationship, I'm not really quite sure of where I am with that. So I was kind of wondering where that was going. I don't think it's
yes. Well, you know, you're trying to find out what's going to happen with him, so you can find out what's going to happen with you, because you can't figure out what you want to do.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not quite as important as it has been before in the past. But I'm just kind of wondering as I called.
You're hoping that if you find out what he's going to do, it'll help you figure out what you're going to do.
Well, that's true. But where he's going, yeah, of course.
You should just call and ask for yourself to get a reading, Christina.
We've already talked about this. I have so.
Well, it's great to have you call, Christina. It's always nice to hear your voice.
I appreciate your time, and it was very interesting earlier, your discussion. So thank you for sharing.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you so much.
I really like that.
Thanks a lot, Christina.
Okay.
Good to talk to you. Good night.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Our lines have been full, folks. So if you've been trying to call, we only have three lines, and they were full. But one line has just opened up, and we're going to take Bryce now from Edmonton, Alberta, if he's here. Is he still here?
Yes, I am. Hello, Robert. Good evening.
Hey, Bryce. How's it going?
Very well, thank you. It's great to talk with you.
Yeah, same here. I forget, what's your last name again, Bryce?
My last name is Winter.
Oh, I thought maybe I'd heard of you or talked to you before. But maybe not.
We haven't talked before.
Okay, so now I know your birthday.
Yes.
So what can I talk to you about tonight?
There are two things that I wanted to talk about, and they're kind of intertwined. One is to do with business. I'm an inventor and entrepreneur, and I've been working on a project sort of, I feel that it's my life's mission, for about seven years.
7 years, wow. Mm-hmm.
And your work has actually really helped inspire me and helped open some things out for it, because it's to do with the way people work together, and it takes advantage of technology. And I want to gain some insight into when I may hope to see some breakthroughs financially there.
Mm-hmm. So have you been doing this by yourself so far, or what's the...
I'm doing it by myself right now, and I have done it previously with others, and there have been big challenges and major stresses over that.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was just curious. You know, there's no cards here indicating a lot of money coming in this year.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably aware of that, because you have my books or whatever, you know. Right. So, you know, that's not happening, at least not this year. So, you know, what is happening? You know, I don't really know. I get the feeling like I don't know you or anything. This is an intuitive thing I'm getting, okay?
Yeah.
But my intuition tells me that you need to really look at what you're doing, and is it really the right thing for you to be doing? You know, is this really what you really want to do? This is not just the beginning of a new year for you, Bryce. This is the beginning of a new seven-year cycle for you.
This year?
Yeah. Just your birthday, just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You just began a whole new seven-year cycle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this can be like a whole different thing for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And every seven-year cycle has a long-range card, just like the yearly cycle.
Yes.
Like an overall theme for the seven-year period. Do you know what yours is?
No, I don't.
It's the Two of Spades, Bryce. And
okay.
Two of Spades means working together with other people.
Yes.
So I get the feeling like that your success lies in that realm.
Yes. I believe that to be true.
So whatever challenges that you've had, you know, you need to, like, work those out. Because, see, like, I remember when I started my business, I had a great idea and I got it all started. And then there was a stage where the rest of my success depended on having relationships with other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
And I have a feeling you're at that same stage, see?
Yes, and that's the second part of what I wanted to ask you about a little bit, if I can.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I've been alone for quite a long time, and my work is somewhat solitary in terms of developing it. And I've had a thirst and a desire to talk about it and to express it. And recently I met somebody,
mm-hmm.
Just at this same time, actually around my birthday, just before
yeah,
my birthday.
And their birthday?
And his birthday is May the 10th, 1962. He's also a Nine of Diamonds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you guys connecting? Are you like...
Yeah, it was an immediate connection.
Yeah, okay. Well, he's your long-range card this year. He's a Two of Clubs ruling card.
Oh, right. I didn't put that together.
Yeah, so I think you called just to find that out.
So,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There he is.
So, I guess I'm wondering if you can see anything further about past this year, because I want to know that I'm investing into a long-term relationship.
You want to know, so what's your question?
Well, I guess it's how much I should feel okay about letting go of my own self and putting it into the relationship. And it pushes into to my work as well.
It's not
very
necessary to let go of yourself to be in a relationship, you know.
Okay.
That's not a requirement of relationship in a general sense, you know. Like, being in a relationship doesn't mean you have to give up everything or something significant. Maybe it's your approach, you know.
Yes.
Maybe you think that it does somehow. Maybe you've always done it that way in the past. So you're concerned, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily how it's supposed to be or needs to be. See. So you might want to examine your beliefs about relationships.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, like just take a look and see, like... Wow, like it's kind
of
like you got it figured out that relationship is a sacrifice of yourself or something.
Right.
And maybe that was true in the past for you. Maybe that's how it turned out, you know.
Yeah. Well, and it doesn't feel like this. It doesn't. This feels like unlike any relationship I've ever had.
Well, you guys are really compatible. You got a lot of compatible connections between you. There's and it's one that would probably tend to make both of you more prosperous, too.
Yes.
But you should be aware, not concerned. You should be aware that you're both the same birth card.
Yes.
And that means that you probably attracted each other because each of you probably has something about yourself that you don't want to look at.
Okay.
Usually, when people of the same card are attracted to each other. What they're really attracted to in a deeper level is to know themselves better.
Okay.
You know, like, so you've attracted your mirror.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying, that you've attracted your mirror into your life. And this mirror is going to be somebody that sometimes you like what you see in the mirror and other times you don't.
Yeah.
So as long as you're ready for that, you should be fine.
Okay, good.
You know, because that's what it's going to be. And the mirror, like, this is a very interesting thing, Bryce. When you're with somebody who is the same card as you, there's a real potential for a deep level of intimacy.
Yeah.
Because here you're having a chance to love somebody that's just like you. Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a potential for a huge amount of drama because the mirror is so strong, it could just be too much to handle sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's what you're looking at, and you'll have a little bit of both, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it should be interesting.
It is. It's very interesting.
And he's obviously going to be in your life for a while, so you might as well get used to it.
Well, I hope so. Okay. Thank you, Robert.
You're very welcome, Bryce. It's a pleasure talking to you.
I love your show. Have a great night.
Oh, thanks a lot. I appreciate hearing that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, it looks like we have Gary. Is he still on line one, Gary? Hello? Is there anybody there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Deanna.
Deanna, what are you doing calling me?
I was trying to stay up to talk to you.
You already called me last week or something.
It was 2 weeks ago. You remember when it was about 2 weeks. I haven't been able to stay up for the last 2 weeks when you first two times. I'll go to bed really early, so it was a struggle.
So am I. If I wasn't on the West Coast, you wouldn't see me on this show. So what's going on, Deanna?
With basically two questions. One, anything that you see that's going on this year, and then the second one was the question that I emailed you. Just concerning, not really any concern about immediate money or anything like that. Bills are always taken care of, but just being able to get that excess, the surplus, come into your life. It's like, is there any type of different approach that you go about, or is it just still just telling you where your basic level of prosperity is?
Well, you know, if you don't have an excess in your life, that means that you're pushing it away.
Okay.
So, you know, it's up to each of us to develop our relationship with prosperity. Now, some people you'll meet are already born with it.
Okay.
They don't have to do anything because they worked on it in a former lifetime, and they're born with it. They have it. I have a good friend out in California, and, you know, he's got the greatest prosperity that flows constantly in his life. And I learned so much just watching this guy. But even a person like that who's got this great prosperity, if he doesn't continue to practice the principles, he will eventually lose that prosperity consciousness.
Wow. Because I know it's Ten of Diamonds.
It can go both ways, see?
Okay. So why is the Ten of Diamonds the most blessed card? I mean, this for an example, it would be where, okay, let's say my money's short or I just decide I'm going to pay what I have to pay. Everything will be okay. As far as bank account may get low, and then all of a sudden I may call a credit card or something, everything's white. I have recently this happened to me, credit card balance is white. They don't know what's happened, you know, I didn't call them, tell them anything. It's just like this white clear where I just needed some cash being out of town for a couple of days.
Well, you know, you have a lucky streak with being a Ten of Diamonds because it's ruled by Jupiter in two different directions in this card system. So it has a double Jupiter, and Jupiter is the most favorable planet of all. It's the most giving planet.
Right.
So Ten of Diamonds are considered the most fortunate, but it's really funny because they're all running around feeling like they're the least fortunate.
Yeah, that was fine.
They are. I mean, you know, Ten of Diamonds will refuse. You'll offer them something and they'll refuse it.
Yeah. I used to be, I'm changing that.
And they're always pushing away money. That, you know, when somebody offers you something, it's not them offering it to you. It's God offering it to you.
Right.
It is.
Right.
If I see money on the road, it obviously doesn't belong to anybody, that's my money. And God put it there for me to pick up.
Okay.
And if I don't pick it up, I'm telling him I don't really want money.
Okay.
That's a very small example of a very big principle. Wow. And, you know, Ten of Diamonds are just known to push money away constantly. It's a past life karma they have. You know, it's not. It can be overcome.
Right.
It can certainly be overcome.
Yeah. I mean,
but you have to apply the principles.
Okay.
You have to go back to basics, and you have to be willing to do what it takes to get it to where you want it. And you can have it. This is way easier than relationship stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that before. I'll say it again. This is way easier than relationship issues to overcome.
Okay.
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 So have you read The Big Money Book yet?
Yeah, I have that. I have, and that's what, you know, usually when things get, you know, if I feel anything getting out, I'll just read again, and then I'll just read about your bike ride and just get to that state of just gratefulness, looking around, because I have
And are you practicing what it told you?
Yeah, I do, because I do. I have so much to be grateful for. I mean, if you even just saw my life, you'd be like, what are you talking about? I mean,
are you practicing what the book teaches to do?
Yes, I try to daily.
Every single day?
Like religion? I wouldn't say like
it's religion. Okay if you're not. I'm just telling
would,
you that it's
I wouldn't say like religion. I would say where I'll get, you know,
okay.
I'll get really into it, and then I'll just get, you know, start to coach,
okay.
and then back into reading.
So see, you're not really doing being consistent because you're not really you don't want it bad enough.
Okay, I see.
See, if you really want this bad enough, you would be willing to do that without fail. It would be like the most fun thing you do every day. And I don't want to say what it is, so I don't want to give away what's all in the book, you know,
it's on the air.
But you know what it is.
It's excellent. It's an excellent book. It really
so
is.
If you practice that, Deanna, I guarantee you, money will start flowing to you so fast it'll scare you.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
It'll scare you.
Okay.
You'll be like, I don't think I can handle this.
I would love to see how I think that's going to
happen. You will.
That would be great.
You will.
Just try it.
You haven't even tried it yet. Just try and see what happens.
Okay. Do you see anything significant this year? I know I have a...
I'm not going to read your cards tonight.
Okay. Okay.
I think this was good.
Okay. Okay.
We'll talk again. You know that.
We will. Okay.
Well, all right, Deanna.
I am grateful for that. Okay. Thank you.
All right. You have a great evening, Deanna. Thanks for staying up.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Okay, I think we have Emily. Is Emily still here?
Hello?
Hi, is this Emily?
Yes.
And Emily, would you confirm your birthday for me, please?
Yes, February 20th, 1981.
Okay, good. We got that right. And are you an Aquarius or a Pisces?
Pisces.
Okay, great. So what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, recently I had a pretty hard breakup with my boyfriend. We just had a son together about 5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a very deep connection with this person. I feel as though we're meant to be. I know that my son is my soulmate.
Mm-hmm.
He is a king. But
Which king?
You know, it's terrible.
What
I don't know.
What's his birthday?
October 9th.
Oh, he's John Lennon's birthday.
John Lennon. I did not know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, John Lennon's birthday. King of Clubs, Four of Hearts ruling card.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Okay, so.
I'm interested. I'm dying to get married. I've
Why?
Had a really rough go of things. I'm going through a change right now.
Why are you in such a hurry to get married, Emily?
Because I've been divorced for 5 years, and now that I have my son, I'm ready to have a family, and I truly do love this man. I know that he's very independent, and I feel as though when we have separation. His is October 17th, 1981. He's a five, and I'm
okay.
a five.
Okay, so... You are both fives, Emily.
Right.
And do you know anything about the cards? Have you read any of my books or anything?
I haven't read your cards, or your books, but I've talked to other people who do similar.
So fives are one of the most, of the least marriageable cards.
Right.
Okay. And do you know why they have a hard time with marriage and commitment? Do you have any idea?
Restlessness,
and they don't want to give up their freedom.
Right.
Okay. Now you are a five.
Sense.
You're a five too. You know.
Yes.
Your boyfriend's a five, and you're a five.
Right.
And you both, even though you think it's all him, you might think that. It's
oh
really
no, I
just
don't.
It's just as much you.
And that's something that I'm coming to realize, and I'm changing myself a lot right now. I'm
well,
going
why
through
would
a major.
You wanna, why would you want to, I'm just curious, why would you want to change yourself?
For me. Because
why?
I haven't been necessarily maybe good to people around me. And I think that I need to treat people better.
Well, that would be nice.
I know
that
when,
be a good thing.
When he and I are in a relationship, it's wonderful, but then we start to somewhat drift. And right now, he and I are really good friends. And I notice that, you know, when he's away, there's a lot of clarity. He likes to travel. I like to travel. And so when he's away, there's a lot more clarity for both of us, and we just love each other.
Yeah, well, you know, Emily, all in all, you know, I can say that, you know, you're really young, okay?
Yes.
You know, you're 26, but, and I'm sure that seems old to you, but it's relatively young. In the sense that there's a lot more things that you're going to learn about yourself as your life progresses, you know?
Right.
And, but I can tell you that, you know, you guys are not married because it's not really good or right for him, at least, you know. You might be able to have some form of a long-term relationship. But, you know, Five of Clubs love to have secret affairs. You know, they love the secret love.
Right.
Do you know this about him?
No, it's funny, I've read that before, but what's funny is that he is, I don't want to say he's a mama's boy, but he grew up, he could very well be
a mama's boy.
But yes, he's very against cheating, though, and he's very, from what I know, he's very straightforward. He thinks that certain things are not okay, like he's...
Well, okay, that's cool, but you know, the
for,
people
For the
that,
whole year... Let me just say this.
Cheat.
When I was pregnant, for the whole year
uh-huh.
that I was pregnant, we were not together.
Uh-huh.
He was not with anyone else, and I know this for a fact, and that to me showed a lot.
Okay.
But
well,
I did read that.
You know, well, okay, you know, he could be an exception to the rule, but
right.
in my experience, the only time people are exceptions to these things is because they're fighting it, like he's fighting it.
Right.
You know? Or he's doing it so well that nobody else knows.
That could be true, too.
You know, I mean, he could be so good at this that, I mean, it's not a secret if everybody hears about it.
Right.
Right? I mean, the right. I had so many affairs. I was married 3 times.
Oh, my goodness.
I had affairs in all of my marriages. Did anybody catch me at it? No.
Wow.
Did anybody know I did it? No.
Until, wow.
Unless I told them. And it wasn't that hard to do. It just takes a clever mind, you know.
Right,
you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Now...
My curiosity, I guess, is I'm wondering when will I get married? When will I fall in love?
Well, you know, to be really in love with somebody, that would be a wonderful experience to have, whether you get married or not, you know.
Right.
And it could lead to marriage. And I tell you, if you really did want marriage, if you really do want marriage, Emily, you will have it.
Right.
But, you know, the chances are you have no, I don't think you have any idea of how big your own freedom thing is.
No, I do, because when I was married, I felt like I was trapped. And I was married, and I left my husband.
Yeah. So, you know, I think what happens with people that are unmarriageable, and this happens a lot, okay, I've seen this many times, is that they'll really want somebody if they can't have them.
Right.
They'll want them so bad.
Yeah, that's what it's like right now for me.
And they always, and listen to this. This is the key point, okay, for you, Emily.
Okay.
You always want the person most who's unavailable.
Right.
Because there are people around me that are.
Just hang out with that
thought. And I don't see them.
A little while. And ask yourself, why would I be interested the most in somebody who doesn't want to be in a relationship, who's unavailable for whatever reason?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you not hear me? Oh.
Hello?
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 I don't think she can hear me, Don.
I can kind of hear you.
Oh.
I hear you now.
Oh, can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me just repeat what I said, okay? Because we're going to have to end. Ask yourself why you're the most attracted to somebody who's unavailable. Okay?
I guess because I want what I can't have.
Well, don't answer that question right now.
Okay.
Just think about it. Why would you be longing for and the most in love with and attracted to the person who's unavailable?
Right.
Okay? You see, that's a way, that's a backwards way of staying unavailable yourself.
Right.
What if I could bring a guy in front of you and say, Emily, this guy is perfect for you. Perfect matchup. You know what you would do if I did that?
I'd say forget it.
You'd haul ass.
I'd say forget it.
You would run so fast in the other direction, nobody could even see you.
This is true.
Because if you really wanted a relationship, Emily, you'd be looking for somebody who also wants a relationship. You don't really want a relationship, Emily, but you can't accept that in yourself. There's something in you that keeps making you think that you have to have a relationship like that, but you don't know yourself yet.
Wow.
Believe me, my guru once told us, he says, when you really are ready for marriage, it won't really matter it won't matter that much who you get married to.
Right.
It won't be that important. Because when we're ready for marriage, we're ready to do it, and it's in our power. Okay?
Right.
So I'm telling you, Emily, that you are nowhere near marriage right now. And it's not about this guy, it's about you.
Right. So you don't see us being together then?
Oh, I don't know. You guys could get together. I don't see that you won't get together. You know,
right.
You could get together. But there's other guys that are going to show up too.
Really?
Sure. Why limit
yourself?
It's just
strange now because, well, we have a 5-month-old son, and so I'm...
Well, that's going to keep you guys connected, you know? You're going to be connected like that for a long time.
Right.
And that is a big commitment. And that's going to be around for a long time to come. But romantically and all that, I don't know. I don't even know if you guys are really compatible, to be honest.
Right.
I don't see it in the cards that much. I don't see him being the man of your dreams or you being the woman of his dreams either.
Right.
You just don't share all that many connections, to be honest. I see him connected to your son.
Right.
And I see you connected to your son. So there's a bridge there. But you two, if I just was doing a reading for you and say, his birthday, I'd say, well, you guys don't really have that much to go on.
Right.
And that's the real truth of the matter.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, I'm glad we got through that, Emily.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and I hope that everything works out. Just love your baby and love your life and be grateful for all the wonderful things you have.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. We have one more caller. I guess we'll take one more caller. We can talk to Mike, and then we're going to end the show. But let's see if Mike is here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this Mike?
Yes.
And Mike, were you born December 1st of 1953?
Yes, I was.
Okay, what can I talk to you about this
evening? I'm just starting to get into this. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
I'm just starting to get into this card reading, and I was looking at your karmic wheel, and I just got the Mystic test book in the mail today. I want to get into that
one. Oh, good for you. You're really getting into it. That's great.
Yeah, it looks real interesting. I'm just trying to figure out how all this works. But, you know, I've got a question. My wife and I have some investments that we've been waiting on. I wonder if you'd have any inclination of any money's coming through this year for us.
So are you actually working or are you just investing?
No, right now I'm currently out of work. I've got some ideas to go on, but right now I'm not working for outside of the house.
Okay. All right, good. That helps me to answer your question. You need to have a business going this year. Okay?
Okay.
There's not really an indication here. Well, let me put it this way. There's not a bad indication here for money. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no great indication of money, a windfall either.
Okay.
Okay. But you're in a very auspicious position this year where you could really, and I'm not exaggerating here, you could really start something and it'll go take off like a rocket.
Okay. I've got an idea I wanted to get going having to do with woodworking and actually making a product with my hands. Hopefully
yeah.
I can get that going later this spring and into the summer.
Well, I would start it right now.
Uh-huh.
If I were you, okay? If you want to see some magic happen, initiate that in the next couple weeks and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, that's going to be a problem because right now I don't have the money and I need a wood lathe to do this. You know, looking probably...
There's always a way around stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
There's always a way around. There's, like, places you can go and rent a workshop. You know, there's all... Okay, let me give you an example. You ready for a short story here, real quick?
Sure.
I decided to start a jewelry line. This was about 20 years ago. And I was designing metaphysical jewelry, pendants, earrings, things like that. And there was a big gift show in Los Angeles at the time. And I wanted to go there and see if I could get some orders for jewelry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a bunch of silver things, silver findings, and I actually put together with super glue a bunch of jewelry till I had a whole display, you know.
Yeah.
And I went to this show. I spent, I think, $500 for a booth or something. And I rented a booth, and I put up my display of my jewelry. And I took like $10,000 worth of orders for jewelry in that show.
Wow.
And then after the show, I figured out how to make it all.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So you could do the same thing. The same principle could apply in your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I hadn't got any orders, I would have only been out the cost of my super glue and the show, you know.
Right.
But I got orders. I gave it a chance. And it worked. And I don't know what this item is or items you're thinking about making, but there's probably a trade show for that somewhere in the world.
Yeah, they're going to be a metaphysical type thing. You know, people that are into that would be interested in this.
Yeah, well, you know, they have huge metaphysical trade shows.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a magazine called The New Age Retailer.
The New Age Retailer?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's already a market there. You know, all the bookstores get this magazine and look for it for things to order that are new. And there's your market right there.
Right.
There's your whole connection right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you owe me $1,000.
Okay, there we go.
No, I'm just telling you, it's that easy, Mike. Don't make it harder than it has to be. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's really, if you got a good thing... going, and
yeah.
All you got to do is find the people looking for it, and they'll buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think anybody's making these in my area out here in the East.
And you know, you're under some very auspicious influences right now for doing this. That's why I'm telling you, get going fast, because
mm-hmm.
you're under very powerful influences right now for this to happen very quickly.
Uh-huh. Great.
So if it were me, I'd be taking advantage of this.
Mm-hmm.
While it's here.
Right.
Okay, so that's it.
Okay. All right, Robert.
All right, so good luck, Mike, with everything.
All right, thank you
and
very much.
I hope you enjoy studying the system. You know, if you have any questions, you can always email me about the book or the system or whatever.
Okay, on Seven Thunders?
Yeah, at the Seven Thunders website.
Okay, you'll probably be hearing from me. I'm trying to find out this quadrating thing yet. Trying to figure out where my...
Well, the Mystic Test Book does not explain that very well. If you really want to learn that, get my book called Exploring the Little Book of the Seven Thunders.
Okay.
It's much more explained in a much more readable and understandable fashion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's on my website, too.
Okay.
That's our advanced book. It's called Exploring the Little Book of the Seven Thunders.
Okay. I'll check that out. Yeah, I was flipping through the papers of that Mystic Test Book today, and it looks like it goes into depth, but then... didn't have time to get into it.
The Mystic Test Book will keep you scratching your head for years. That book is so intensely in depth that, you know, I still don't understand half of what's in there.
Well, yeah. My wife and I started attending a spiritualist church a year ago this month, and a guest speaker came in, and he kind of told me that I would be probably good at Rosicrucianism. I didn't know.
Interesting.
I'm sorry?
I said that's very interesting.
You just faded out. I'm sorry.
I said that's very interesting because the cards is connected to that.
Yeah, I read that. Just within the last month, I've had like this urge, go check out these cards and learn how to do it. And I've been playing around with a tarot for maybe 8 months, and I haven't felt this drawing, you know, as I have with these cards.
Yeah, tarot is not a genuine system. It's not a spiritual system like this system. This is a real esoteric system.
Yeah, I got a feeling this card thing is going to fall into place for me.
Sounds like it, and I wish you the best. And, you know, you can certainly email me if you have some questions about something you read or whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you for your time, Robert.
All right, Mike, have a pleasant evening.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Okay, that about wraps up our show this evening. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Thank you for those of you who emailed me while I was on the show and said hi. As we end this evening, as we usually do, we play a song. I'm recording a CD right now, mostly of ancient Sanskrit spiritual tunes. And I'd like to play the Gayatri chant. Now, the Gayatri chant, this is a version I've done of it, but it's a very ancient chant. It's one of the most powerful mantras there is. So as you listen to this, kind of just tune into the vibration of it and see how you feel. I think you'll really enjoy it. So thank you all for coming tonight, and we'll see you here again next week, same time. And thank BBS Radio for this wonderful opportunity. Good night.
Om Purvah Svahah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo-yonna-prachodayam. Om Bhurva Svaha Tat Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodayam. Om Bhurva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo yo na prachodayam. Om Bhurva Svaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. swaha tat savitur variyam bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodaya. Om Bhurbhuvah swaha tat savitur variyam bhargo devasya dhimahi deyo yo na prachodaya. Deyo yo na prachodayam.